Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
And I remember, I must say, on another matter altogether, I'm sure, Sarah, you do as well, how seismic it felt when the number of people homeless in this country surpassed 10,000 for the first time. People like politicians and agencies working on the front line, they said at the time they felt it could or would never happen past that figure. Well, the nightmare continues because it's now past 11,000 people homeless in this country, making it the highest number ever recorded here. And I know an awful lot of you listening may very well be homeless or are on the brink of homelessness or fearing homelessness given the rental situation in the country as well. Please text us your opinion. Give us your real life experience of this. We certainly, and I hope we don't reduce it to numbers and figures, there's a story behind every single person who is homeless. Text us to 51551 and let us tell them what it's like for everybody experiencing this, because new figures released by the Department of Housing today show there were nearly 11,400 people in emergency accommodation in October. And that's an increase. That is an increase. Listen to this, of 422 on the previous month. The monthly homeless report shows there were nearly 1,600 families and close to 3,500 children in emergency accommodation. Now, Louise Bayliss is the campaign coordinator with Focus Ireland, and she's on the line. Now, Louise, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac. Thanks for having me. But for depressing reasons that I'm here, to think that we're talking about 11,397 people in emergency accommodation last month. It's very shocking.
It is shocking. If we're 4 weeks away from Christmas 2022, and it's a fate that is that shouldn't be happening really at this stage, given all the endeavour, I just wonder why the figure is going up instead of going down with all the effort.
The supply just isn't there. What happened really, this is a consequence of not just what's happening over the course of this lifetime of the government. It's a consequence of what has gone on since 2008, when there wasn't adequate social housing being built. It in effect stopped. People from who should have been housed in social housing were pushed into the private rental sector. The private rental sector has not got the capacity to house social housing tenants and people who would normally traditionally be in the private rental sector, transient people like people moving out of home for the first time, students, new immigrants. The private rental market has a purpose, but it was pushed into being a private rental market plus providing social housing. There wasn't the capacity, and obviously those most vulnerable at risk have been pushed out completely, and that's what's leading to these record numbers of homelessness. And now we have the double problem where landlords are now seeing their property prices starting to rise. They're afraid that they may be reaching the top of the limit, and they're pulling out of the private rental market, and we're left with a situation where we don't have enough properties in the private rental market, and we haven't increased the supply of social housing, and we're in this situation where people are being pushed into homelessness. And it's shocking,
it's
inevitable.
But when you break down the statistics, Louise, as well, whole families are going homeless at an alarming rate, and nearly 3,500 children are homeless in this country.
That's the part that really gets to me. I heard your introduction there where you said people talking about would we ever breach the 10,000, and it's shocking we did. But I remember a few years ago, and I'm sure you do too, Cormac, where there was this big argument about there will be 1,000 children homeless.
Yeah.
And people were outraged at the time and shocked that we could have, in a modern society, 1,000 children living in hotel rooms. And now we're 20 children away from 3,500 children. And there is outrage, but not for what you'd imagine. We've had it 3.5 times more than that shocking thing. So it's really depressing, upsetting. You know, tonight we were just talking there about the Late Late Show is on, which is a tradition in all families. Like, yeah. I have my hot chocolate in for tonight, and yeah. I'm sure loads of families around the country do. And it was really nice to hear, you know, that it's going back to basic themes and not going to be consumerism, and the basic idea that there's no place like home. But for 3,500 children watching them, there is no home. They don't have that basic thing of having a home. And I suppose that is in itself, it's so wrong. You know, we need the government to act, and this can't stand.
And I'll give the government's line on this in just a second. But in terms of the 3,500 children nearly who are homeless in this country, it really does, and we know this from research and studies, it really affects a child's development late at walking and crawling and so on because of a lack of space in hotel rooms, for example. So this is of grave concern. And that's exactly the phrase the housing minister, Dara O'Brien, used today when he was asked about the record homelessness figures. He said that they are of grave concern to the government. But he made the point that these numbers, Louise, are from before the eviction ban was put in place. So what is your response to that?
They are before the eviction ban is in place. He is right about that. But the eviction ban is a temporary halt. The eviction ban was necessary, or the figures would have risen, you know, exponentially. It would have been very dangerous. We needed the eviction ban, and we absolutely welcome the eviction ban. But if it's only putting a dam, the dam will eventually burst. We need to use this time to really try to get into the grips of the problem. We need to be working directly with landlords, and you know, where landlords are selling because they want to sell it and get out of the market, we need to be buying those properties. Local authorities need to be buying those properties, or else we need legislation that's saying if you are renting to a family or if you're renting to an individual, that you need to sell your property tenant in situ.
And
we
need urgent action. I heard exactly the same point being made by, I think, Mike Allen from Focus Ireland with Brian Dobson on the News at 1. Everybody knows, it seems, that that should be part of the solution. Is that happening, I wonder, to any great degree? I mean, this has been happening now for the last year or half a year at the very least. Is anything being done to stem the tide of landlords leaving the market, in your opinion?
You know, the local authorities have been given authority to purchase houses. That is true. You know, and if there's a proper, you know, if there's a social housing tenant in and the property is for sale, local authorities. I'm not seeing it happening strongly enough. You know, there isn't enough urgency. There seems to be barriers. You know, I've come across a few cases and none of them have actually come to fruition, and that in itself is worrying. So the funds seem to be there. We need to be seeing this as the crisis that it actually is. It's beyond a crisis now. It's an emergency, and we need to see it as the emergency. Things have to happen. Landlords, if they're exiting the market, social housing, we need to support people who are at risk of that. You know, we had today also, on top of just the homelessness figures being released, the Dublin Region Homeless Executive, they issued their report on homelessness last year, and there's an awful lot of people are becoming homeless. They said 31% of people became homeless last month due to insufficient funds or affordability. Mm-hmm. We know that's due to HAP top-ups. A lot of people are paying inexorbitant amounts to landlords to pay their rent every month. The top-ups are crucifying people. So 31% of the people who ended up in emergency accommodation was because of affordability issues.
And that report, I was just going to say to you, that report and also these figures come just ahead of the Raise the Roof rally tomorrow. And I think you're speaking at that, are you?
I am. I'm speaking on behalf of Focus Ireland at that tomorrow. And I would like to think that anybody listening today who is available and who wants to send a strong message that they are not happy with 3,500 children or 11,500 people, it includes the children, in emergency accommodation, come on the streets and work with us. And it's just to add, Cormac, I know we in Focus Ireland deal with the harsh end of the housing crisis, but everybody in this country is affected by the housing crisis. So you may not be homeless, but you may have issues with the housing crisis. So please join with us so we can get a sustainable answer and solution to this problem.
And we certainly want to hear people's experiences as well and stories to 51551 this evening. Louise Bayliss, Campaign Coordinator at Focus Ireland, thank you very much indeed.